From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York City bike path, killing 8, wounding at least 12, was charged Wednesday in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. Acting U.S. Attorney Jun H. Kim offered up this evidence.
A note that was recovered just outside the truck that read, in part, "No God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet, and Islamic supplication, it will endure," a phrase commonly used to refer to ISIS.
The suspect, Saifullah Saipov, remains hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a policeman. He's confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year and was inspired by IS videos. Authorities also said they found a second Uzbek man of interest in the case. In Washington, President Donald Trump said he's asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country.
Sounds nice. It's not nice. It's not good. It's not good. It hasn't been good. We've been against it.
The program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. Critics accuse the president of politicizing the issue. Liberia's Supreme Court has halted preparations for next week's presidential runoff between former football star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai as it considers a challenge to the first round. Third-place Liberty Party candidate Charles Brumskin issued a complaint of foul play. Court spokesman Daryl Ma said this is not a final stay order.
This is only until the full bench can hear and dispose of the matter from which a final decision will be made by the bench.
He emphasized the court action does not annul the results of the October 10 first round. This is VOA News. As expected, the U.S. voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year-old economic embargo of Cuba at the U.N. General Assembly. Nikki Haley is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
Today, the crime is the Cuban government's continued repression of its people and failure to meet even the minimum requirements of a free and just society.
More than 190 countries voted to lift the embargo. Just Israel joined the U.S. Washington's no vote contrasted with its abstention a year ago. Under the previous Obama administration, as it undertook a process of normalizing ties with Havana. Baruch College Cuba analyst Ted Hankins said the embargo has been counterproductive.
Our embargo has had little impact, plus it has much more isolated us in the hemisphere and in the world than isolated Cuba.
Cuba's foreign minister said President Donald Trump is, quote, one more president implementing a policy that means a return to the past. A Saudi coalition airstrike Wednesday struck a crowded marketplace in northern Yemen, killing nearly 30 people. Sada'a is a border region controlled by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. The coalition, which has been repeatedly accused of targeting civilian areas, including markets, hospitals, and residential areas, said it's investigating. Saudi Arabia backs the internationally recognized government of Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi. Iraq said negotiations with Kurds to vacate border areas of their semi-autonomous region have failed. A week ago, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi halted operations that started with a seizure of oil-rich land around the city of Kirkuk held by Kurdish forces. Iraq is threatening to resume those operations. The offensive followed September's Kurdish independence referendum opposed by Baghdad. A suspected Islamist militant attacked and wounded 2 Tunisian policemen with a knife Wednesday near the parliament building in the capital, Tunis. One of the officers was hospitalized. Tunisian lawmaker Amar Arosia said the attack was an attack on all the Tunisian people. He said his Popular Front condemned the attack and stands in solidarity with Kurdish forces. Security in the North African country has improved since 3 deadly attacks in 2015, one near the Bartow Museum, another at a beach resort, and one against security forces in which dozens were killed. President Trump is expected to announce Thursday his choice of Federal Reserve Governor Jerome Powell as the next chairman of the U.S. Central Bank, replacing Janet Yellen. Meanwhile, bank policymakers meeting in Washington Wednesday decided to keep a key interest rate where it is for now, in a range between 1 and 1.25%. The Fed has raised the rate twice this year. Wall Street, meanwhile, posted modest gains. The benchmark Dow Jones gaining nearly 60 points to 23,435. Social media giant Facebook announced third-quarter profits and revenue soared from booming revenue on online ads. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.